have our next two guests lined up in studio, Andrea Repko and Steve Riggle, with the Garford Arts Festival, which takes place this Saturday, August 18th. Guys, thank you very much for joining us. How are you?
Hey, we're doing great. How are you?
Lovely. Hopefully you guys did an anti-rain dance so you can keep those rain clouds away, or at least keep them away from Avon so we can get this one in tonight. And also make sure the rain stays away for the weekend. Looks like Mother Nature's going to cooperate. The Garford Arts Festival takes place this Saturday, as I mentioned, from 5 to 11. There's a lot going on here, and I want to give you guys an opportunity to explain all that's going on, from food to music to art. There's a lot happening at this festival.
Yeah, we've got 18 musical acts lined up. We've got about 20 art vendors. We got 3 food trucks. A total of 6 food vendors. Some of them are full-size food trucks, and we've got an ice cream cart that's made. They make their ice cream here in Elyria, and some other stuff as well. We're hoping to have a lot of fun down there.
Now, this is the first year for this festival, correct?
Yes, it's the first year.
Now, how did this all come together? Because, I mean, there are a lot of moving parts here. This could be something that, at least on the surface, looks like it could be pretty busy as far as the organization goes, getting all the musical acts and the artists and all the food trucks and the vendors to come together. What was it that gave you guys the idea to put this festival together?
Well, the idea started out, and we've got a group of people that have been doing some events in downtown already, and we started talking about doing something a little bit bigger. And we said, we can't do it just with us. So we reached out to a few different people and some different organizations, and we've really had a lot of help putting it all together.
What about the musical acts? I mean, you guys mentioned there's going to be a lot of bands, a lot of musical acts that will be available from 5 to 11 on Saturday. What musical acts will be there for those that attend?
Well, like I said, we've got 18 of them, and they're all from the Northeast Ohio area. There's a music venue in downtown Elyria called Blank Slate, and these are all bands or acts that have played through there or have helped out in one way or another. And when they heard that we were doing something big like this, they all wanted to be part of it.
What about the artists that will be down there as well? I know there's going to be a lot of art. Art will be one of the main key cogs to this entire festival. What kinds of artists will be there?
We've got vendors that are selling art, from paintings to woodworking. We've also got the Elyria Arts Council involved. They'll be doing some interactive stuff. And we've got some art exhibits that we're doing kind of in a large scale as well. Some things just to make it look a little nicer down there and bring a little bit more fun and color into the downtown area.
All of our vendors are from the local area as well. There's some transfigured trees. It's woodworking he makes in his garage, bowls and candle holders and things like that. So it's very interesting to see all the different work that's done in the area from different people of all walks of life.
Andrea, you mentioned that this is the first year coming up here for the Garford Arts Festival. When we talk about festivals here on WEOL, a lot of times we're at the Corn Festival, we're at the Lorain County Fair. All those are kind of intended for entertainment. Not that an arts festival wouldn't be, but what is it that you hope people take from this Garford Arts Festival when they come down to see it?
I think overall our main goal is just to see people involved in the community and come down and see that Elyria has some sort of talent to offer. There's a nightlife that's included inside and outside of Blank Slate or local bars in the area.
And where exactly is this taking place? You mentioned downtown Elyria, but where specifically is all of this going down?
We'll have the whole area of Kerstetter Way closed off. Our main stage is going to be at the parking lot of the East Falls Riverwalk, and you'll find a lot of our vendors spread out throughout that area.
You guys have mentioned that you guys will have a lot of different vendors available at this thing, but I was also reading up on the website earlier today that you guys are still looking for volunteers. And for those that are tuned in right now, maybe willing to offer their services, what exactly are you guys looking for in a volunteer? What kinds of volunteers are you searching for?
People to walk around and make sure that other people are having a good time, check on the trash if it needs change, and just overall being a part of this group and making sure that everything goes as planned.
Andrea Repko and Steve Riggle joining us here with the Garford Arts Festival here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And well, it sounds like you guys are covering a lot of different bases here, from food to entertainment, you know, to musical acts, to art as well. And, you know, I know this is the first year for something like this, but as you take a look at the planning process, I know you guys are very anxious to get this thing going on Saturday. Is this the kind of thing that you guys will look at here in the first year and think, boy, there are a few different things we'd like to do differently and then in the coming years? Have you guys come across that in the planning process just yet?
Yes, for sure.
Well, what kinds of things have you noticed so far?
Really, there's just three of us doing the main planning. I think expanding that a little bit to have people do different tasks that we could not essentially do on our own right now. We all work full-time jobs. And have other obligations on top of that, and planning this in just 4 short months was kind of undertaking a huge task, but we have seemed to pull it off with the resources in the area, organizations that have helped us out tremendously.
And along those same lines, guys, I mean, you know, boy, 4 months, that's, as you stated, a very short time frame to put all of this together, to schedule all these musical acts, to schedule all of these vendors. That's a very, very short window to work with. As you take a look at all that's gone down so far, you know, has it kind of surprised you guys that things have come together as quickly and as well as they have?
Yes, for sure. There were times that I said I don't want to be a part of this because I don't see it happening. And here we are today, 2 days before the festival, and I'm still in it.
And about what size crowd are you guys looking at? I mean, I know that might be a wild card right now, A, because you're still a couple days out, B, it's the first one that you guys have put on. But, you know, if you're to pick out a number to call it a wildly successful event, what do you think that number might be as far as attendance goes?
If you want to call it a wildly successful event, it would be great to have 1,000 people down there. According to our Facebook, we've got about 800 responses so far, so that might even happen.
Wow. Okay. Very cool stuff. Now, there's no ticket needed for this, correct?
Right. It's a free event, and no tickets are required.
And it sounds like there's going to be a lot of cool stuff down there, from musical acts to art vendors to a number of different food trucks down there as well. We talk a lot about food on this show, if you haven't picked up on that just yet. So Give us some specifics as to what food trucks will be down there. I know you mentioned ice cream will be a big part of this as well. What all food vendors will be at this thing?
We have Steel Magnolia Food Truck. She's based out of Lorain. It's Caribbean style or rice bowls. We have Mimi's Catering out of Elyria. Cowhouse Creamery, who makes local ice cream. Melted Fusion Food Truck, Gourmet Grilled Cheeses. And Sweets on the Street, Ohio, and Country Crunchin' Kettle Corn, all local.
Very cool stuff. Well, guys, for those who are interested in finding out more about what's going on Saturday, where can they go to get more information?
www.garfordartsfest.com, or check out our Facebook page.
Very cool stuff. Again, garfordartsfest.com. Andrea and Steve, thank you guys so much for joining us. We certainly appreciate the time, and hopefully you guys will get a great turnout, lots of cooperation from Mother Nature, and hopefully we'll have you guys on again next year to talk about the second installment of the Garford Arts Fest.
All right. Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you, Will.
Thank you, guys. Again, Andrea Repko and Steve Riggle with the Garford Arts Festival. Check it out. Downtown Elyria will be alive and well on Saturday, this Saturday, 5 to 11 for the Garford Arts Fest. Make sure you check it out.